Spinoza's writings are not bulky, but what there is reveals a concentration and logical rigor rarely, if ever, attained. His views on God and religion were, however, so far ahead of his time, that, for all his dignified ethical theorizing, he was reviled, both in his own time and for 100 years to come, as a monster of iniquity. His greatest work, The Ethics, was felt to be so explosive that it could not be published until after his death. His political theory has much in common with Hobbes, but though indeed there is a fair measure of agreement between them on many of the features they thought desirable in a sound society, the grounding of Spinoza's theory is entirely different. Whereas Hobbes establishes his account in an empirical manner, Spinoza deduces his conclusions from his general metaphysical theory. In fact, to see the force of Spinoza's arguments, one must treat his entire philosophical work as one great treatise. It is partly for this reason that Spinoza's writings made less of an immediate impression than the political works of the empirical philosophers. But it must be remembered that the problems discussed were then very live and real issues of the day. The viral part played by liberty in the function of the body politic was not then so generally admitted as it became in the 19th century.